At Buffalo Wild Wings, we always look forward to Wing Tuesdays, because every Tuesday, dine in or take out, when you purchase a traditional snack or small wing, you get one free. And get a free traditional snack or small wings with any traditional wing purchase, spun in one of our 21 signature sauces or seasonings. Dine in or take out, restrictions apply. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Whether you're looking for a new vehicle or a pre-owned vehicle, there's one place you need to go if you're a stick carrier to get stick carrier pricing, and that is Mastro Subaru. The guys there are stick carriers themselves and will give special pricing just for being a stick carrier and listening to Bucks Uncensored. It's very simple. Go to Mastro Subaru either in Orlando or in Tampa on Hillsborough Avenue right off of the Veterans Expressway, and you can get that deal that only stick carriers get. It's all at Mastro Subaru and MastroSubaru.com.
This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. We are self-sustaining now.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I came through my face, and the answer is unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. Yeah. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we're about. Yeah. I know what we're about. Yeah. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's, and let's do it as a family. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. One heartbeat. Let's get it.
Let's go, Bucks! Let's go!
Somebody that knows somebody that knows something about it. But I won't ask now.
It's Bucks Uncensored coming off a holiday weekend. I'm Justin Pulaski, the commish. As we wind down our off season of Bucks Uncensored podcasts, before we start to look at the upcoming season, which those podcasts will start, I believe, July 9th, as we take the month of June off, and then the week of 4th of July, and then we are zeroed in on the training camp takeover, zeroed in on the Bourbon Street takeover, and hoping our Buccaneers give us what we've all wanted for the better part of 15 years, and that is a playoff appearance and a playoff victory. We have taken a look at a lot of the positions on this team so far. Wide receivers, tight ends, running backs, quarterback, defensive line, linebackers. This week, we take a look at the defensive backs, the corners and safeties on, are we going to do back-to-back days of podcasts? We might. I'll leave that up to the Joe's discretion. This podcast will look at the offensive line. So offensive line, defensive backs. Next week, we take a look at the head coach and the coaching staff. Do they have the tools necessary to be successful? Do they have the tools on their roster to turn this franchise into the winner we all want it to be. Because if they do and they don't, that's when you can start to point blame at the coaching staff. That will be the topic come next week, and then we will really start to discuss what's to come with the training camp takeover and the Bourbon Street takeover. But today, we continue to talk about the weapons that the coaching staff now does have. As we headed into the offseason, we said we would find out what Jason Light's plan is by the moves he ends up making. And while I would say a majority of us were impatient, the ones that weren't impatient were just fine with staying status quo to save money on future contracts that current Buccaneer young players would end up getting. None of us really saw the onslaught of moves Jason Light made in a short period of time when he acquired Ryan Jensen, Jason Pierre-Paul, and Vinnie Curry back to back to back. It was, I believe, in the span of, 10 to 14 days. Those were big moves. And some could argue, while Jason Pierre-Paul and Vinnie Curry were big for the defensive line, and they were, you could make the argument that Ryan Jensen was as important and as big of a target for the Bucs and Jason Light this offseason as any other player was. It wasn't about just positions. It was about the mentality of the football team. Getting nasty, getting nastier, getting meaner, getting more physical, offensively and defensively. Well, the way you do that is you attack the line of scrimmage. The addition of Ryan Jensen is not a slam against Ali Marpet. They had the opportunity to get a guy in Ryan Jensen who had worked his way up, all the way up, to a stellar year last year with the Baltimore Ravens and identified him as a legit possibility, a guy who they feel they could sign, a guy who they feel, or a guy who really fits the mold of a Jason Light type player along the offensive line. And with the versatility that Ali Marpet has, now he can move to guard. And you were able to address two positions there. If there was a guard out there, maybe other than the guard from Carolina who went for $12 million a year, but if there was a guard out there that the Buccaneers felt could make that same impact, we might have seen Ali Marpet stay at center. The goal is to get the five best players along your offensive line and then build continuity along your offensive line. Donovan Smith has been a mainstay at left tackle. Damar Dotson, a mainstay at right tackle. Ali Marpet's moved from guard to center, now back to guard. J.R. Sweezy's dealt with injuries, and he's still dealing with injuries this offseason. And now Ryan Jensen comes in at center. Now, here's some of the positives. Marpet, Donovan Smith, Ryan Jensen, most likely all going to be here for several years to come. Damar Dotson, not so much. I believe he's got this year and maybe 1 year left on his deal. He is getting up there in age. So looking at right tackle, at least a long-term solution at right tackle, has to be in consideration. And J.R. Sweezy, you shrug your shoulders. You have no idea what's going to happen at right guard, even though he seems to be that golden boy, one of the golden boys, to where Jason Light liked him. Jason Light signed him. And you know, I always scratch my head with this, but they teams, and this isn't just the Bucs, this is every team. They like give the player the benefit of the doubt when we can all see maybe he's not playing particularly well. He's not playing up to his contract. Now he's injured again. At what point do you just say, you know what, we need to try and improve that spot? Not really much left out there to improve it at this point. But there's two young players that have the opportunity during OTAs, during mini camps, and then into training camp, especially with Sweezy again injured, to where they could make a case in getting in there and taking over a starting role. And if you're Jason Light, if you're Dirk Cutter, if you're anyone within the Buccaneers organization, wouldn't you love to see an Alex Kappa, who you just drafted, or a Caleb Benenock, who you've been developing in the background, be able to step in and become a starter at guard? Because if that's the case, just like I mentioned about Ryan Jensen, Marpet, and Donovan Smith, if you can get another young guy in there, now again, you're looking at talented players that you can have together along your offensive line and build that continuity that is so valuable in the best offensive lines in football. Yeah, I'm sure they'd love to see Alex Kappa or Caleb Benenock step up, but they can't just hand the job over to them. Jason Light understands, like we said with the defensive lineman a few weeks back, that this team failed most miserably in the 2017 season in winning the line of scrimmage. When you don't win the line of scrimmage, you're not going to be a physical football team. And when you're not a physical football team, most likely you're going to lose that game. Unless you just have the elite of the elite on the outside carrying your team to victories. And the Bucs don't have that. They have good players on the outside, but they don't have the elite of the elite. And as much as Tampa is a southeastern, at least geographical city, there is a blue-collar mentality in this town that has been present for at least as long as I've been alive. And I think fans of this area appreciate seeing their team perform like one of those blue-collar teams out there. The finesse stuff doesn't work. It doesn't really light a fire in us. What lights a fire in us is lining up and kicking the shit out of your opponent. Not just in points, but physically beating them down. And our team hasn't done that. Our team hasn't done that in a long time. So Jason Light went out this offseason, addressed the defensive line, and then said, I want the meanest, nastiest, and most physical offensive lineman out there, and he got Ryan Jensen. And with the continued development, and they're getting better, in Donovan Smith and Ali Marpet, now you're starting to see your offensive line take shape. But at what point are you going to feel content with your offensive line? At what point are you going to look to your offensive line as a strength? Well, until that day comes, we're not going to see the best that we could maybe from the running game, from Jameis Winston and the passing game. Because if you don't have the offensive line in front, and I'm not talking about an offensive line that's going to create gaping holes for a running back, but you need an offensive line that's going to stand up at the point of attack, match the physical nature that any defense might come at them with, and be able to protect their quarterback and open up creases in the run game. That's it, just creases, and not allow the penetration. Positive yards in the run game, protect your quarterback in the passing game. When this happens, when that happens, that's when you see your offense start to take off. No, you don't need all pros at every single offensive line position. You just don't. You need a collective mindset, and you got to have a group of five guys working extremely well together, understanding what each player is doing next to them. That's why, to me, the rotation the Bucs had at left guard last year was laughable. Now, I'm not sure whose idea that was, but that was one of the most asinine things I've ever seen from an NFL franchise. I mean, you don't see that in college or high school. I mean, if my high school coach did that to me as a left tackle and rotated different guards in every series, I'd have been like, what the fuck are you doing? You know, you start to build that bond with the guy playing next to you, left tackle and left guard, center and two guards, right tackle and right guard. You're double teaming. You got to know who's coming off. You got to have that feel. And I don't know how to explain it other than the more practice makes perfect, but the more you work together, the more you have an idea of, oh, okay, well, when he's to this position, then I can scrape off and go get the linebacker. And now if I'm going to get the linebacker, now we're handling both levels, and the next level's the safety. That's what you want ultimately in the run game. And in the pass game, when there's stunts, when there's blitzes, you know what the guy next to you is going to do. That's why when people talk about chemistry and camaraderie and all that along the offensive line, it is 100% accurate and true. You know, yes, you want talented players, but you also want to have an understanding of what the guy next to you is doing. So Kevin Pamphile and Evan Smith, the rotation they had at left guard last year, they were both terrible. At least stick with one. Stick with one of them. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that I feel bad for an NFL player, but I mean, Donovan Smith, that's difficult mentally, having different guards shipped in and out on a drive-by-drive basis. You know, whether it's Ali Marpet or whomever that's going to step in and be the left guard for the foreseeable future, I'd love to see Donovan Smith not have to worry about rotations at left guard and be able to just worry about his job and being the best left tackle he can be. And if they can do that, we could see a big improvement from him. And I still think he's been improving, but get even better. Yeah, I know offensive line isn't sexy. I know it's not going to, you know, blow your socks off here, but if we are all truly in this together, if we want this team to win as badly as you know I do and I know you do, then we need the offensive line to be successful. I'm not saying I'm going to go into these games and isolate myself and only focus on the offensive line. I'm a fan just like you. I'm going to watch the ball and watch it. But you can always tell when there's penetration. You can always tell when the offensive line fails. You don't notice the offensive line when things are going well, but you always notice the offensive line when things are going bad. So what I want more than anything this upcoming season is that I do not want to notice the offensive line. If that happens, the offense is going to be spectacular. They're going to score a ton of points, and then we're going to focus on turning this defense around and getting the Buccaneers into a playoff team. Hey, listen, if the offensive line is not noticeable, if the offensive line's playing well, there's a very, very good shot the Bucs are a playoff team this season. That's what it comes down to. I think they've got the skill players on offense. They got the linebackers. They've got the players. But are you going to win that line of scrimmage? And are you going to win it offensively? Because if they win it offensively, they're going to score a lot of points. They're going to make it absolutely hell on the opposing teams. Bucs takes coming up next. We'll do DBs and talk about those defensive backs on the next podcast. So stay tuned and stay ready for that. We'll do some Bucs takes on the Bucs offensive line. Coming up next, this is Bucs Uncensored.
Bucs Uncensored.
Ricotto's Sandwich Shop, not only a staple on Bucs Uncensored, but a staple in the Tampa Bay area for years. The best devil crab and Cuban sandwich in town, and you have got to go by and check it out firsthand for yourself. I guarantee you, you will be satisfied. It's right off of I-4 near Ybor City. Ricotto's Sandwich Shop. Get more information at BricadosSandwich.com.
Bucs Uncensored.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk. your love tonight.
Bucks Uncensored, let's get some Bucks takes in. If you're new to the podcast, you can always submit your Bucks takes. It's a podcast that interacts with Bucks fans like no other. Very simple, you record your voice in your phone, you email it to BucksUncensored@gmail.com, and we get you on the podcast. Talking some offensive line today, we got a few Bucks takes that we're going to get in. Hope everyone had a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. I know I did with my family, and I hope you did with yours as well. Let's start out with a guy who introduced us to the victory hummus. It's our buddy Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Been a long time since I left you without a dope Bucks take to step to. How you doing, Justin? It's Kevin, coming to you from Huntington, West Virginia. And yeah, it's been a minute since I've chimed in. I've thoroughly enjoyed your position group by position group breakdown, been taking it all in and listening, and I haven't had a lot to say until you get to the offensive line. So here we are, and here's what I got to say about the offensive line. One, it's far and away the most talented group the Bucks have had since the Davin Joseph, Jeff Fain days. Not saying much, but it's accurate. Two, I have no problem with Caleb Benenock stepping in for DeMar Dotson if he's unable to start the season because of his knee. I think he's a big, fast, athletic lineman. He's going to fill in nicely. Three, in the event that they do cut J.R. Sweezy, and let's be honest, they need to cut J.R. Sweezy, Evan Smith stepping in is fine. He's not going to make you smile, but he's not going to make you cry either. He's totally serviceable. But along those lines, I don't think the Bucks are done. That's my fourth thing. They're going to sign another player, either through trade or free agency. Releasing J.R. Sweezy is going to free up some cap space, and they're going to sign another player between now and the start of training camp, or possibly even during training camp, just like Logan Mankins. So be on the lookout for the move. You know, I don't think they're done playing with this roster. I think they know they have a very talented team. I think they know they're close. I think they're going to be at least competitive in the division. That's my hope. I am cautiously optimistic, guarded with my hopes and dreams for this team. But yeah, I want to thank you for everything you do. Shout out to all the sponsors, Christian at Headlines. I look forward to getting my hair cut there someday. Take care of yourself, my friend. Enjoy the holiday weekend, and I will talk to you soon.
I did enjoy the holiday weekend, Kevin. Thank you very much. And seeing what the Bucks have done in recent years, whether it was Mankins or whether it was TJ Ward, Jason Light's been aggressive all the way up through training camp, so you never know what other players he could look to bring in to help round out this roster. All right, let's keep it going. Frank the Tank. Frank the Tank.
Kamish, it is the Frank the Tank from Chattanooga, Tennessee, coming in with a new Bucks take. But actually, today I'm seeing this Bucks take in from Indian Rocks Beach, right outside Tampa, down here with the family for the week, trying to enjoy the sun while we can when Alberto is not trying to rain in our parade. But Kamish, this is Memorial Day, so thanks to all the stick carriers who have served and protected our country. But with me being Frank the Tank, I've had a couple of drinks in me right around lunch. So how about some rapid-fire questions, Kamish?
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it. Crushed it!
We'll keep them simple today. Who on the defensive side of the ball is going to have the most sacks this year? And then also, who's going to have the most interceptions? You know, I know Vita Vea is a high-round pick, but I think that he'll mainly serve to eat up blocks while maybe someone like McCoy or Vinnie Curry or Jason Pierre-Paul will collect some of the sacks. And, you know, interception-wise, I don't know. Brent Grimes has been our big guy, but they're going to probably try to stay away from him. So let's see what maybe some of these new rookies can do. And second question, Kamish.
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it. Crushed it!
Which running back is going to have the most all-purpose yards this year? Because we know Dirk Cutter doesn't usually like to use the rookie running back as majority of the ball carrier. And also, who is going to have the most touchdowns from our team when it comes to receptions? Is it going to be a wide receiver like Mike Evans, or is it going to be one of our tight ends? But Kamish, hope you and every other stick carrier is enjoying this good Memorial Day off. Stick carries right back to it. Go Bucks.
Yeah, all right. Frank the Tank loaded up the questions. I'll go through again. I have no idea. Predictions. I'm terrible at them. Odds are Jason Pierre-Paul leads the team in sacks, so I'll go with him. Is there a wild card there? Yeah, I think a wild card would be Noah Spence if he could ever fucking stay healthy. Leading the team in interceptions, I'll throw another wild card here. I'll go Justin Evans leading the team in interceptions this year as a safety. At running back, all-purpose yards, I'll take Ronald Jones. I'll go Rojo. See how they like him. I think they're going to want to give him his touches. You know, it'll be down to him and, you know, how many touches he gets versus Peyton Barber between the tackles. But, you know, they can use Ronald Jones in different number of ways. It's not going to be Sims. It's not going to be Jaquizz Rodgers unless something crazy happens. And then leading the team in touchdowns this year. From a receiving perspective, I think the easy answer is Mike Evans. Then I was like, all right, could it be Godwin? Could it be DeSean Jackson? Could it be Adam Humphries? Could it be Cameron Brate? It definitely could be Cameron Brate. But, man, I feel like I need to just stick with the wild card thing. I'll go O.J. Howard. You know, maybe he becomes a valuable weapon in the red zone, and he just finds his way into the end zone more than anyone else this upcoming season. Does that mean he's going to be a dominant force? Maybe not in year two. But if they, you know, settle him into a niche where he's getting open and using his big body around near the goal line, then, yeah, I could see him becoming a focal point of the offense in helping them get touchdowns rather than settling for field goals. Good questions, Frank the Tank, coming off of Memorial Day weekend. I like it. I like it a lot. All right, let's keep it going. We got some more coming in. Oh, boy, called him out last week and... boy, he was quick to respond.
Alexander, I love that passion. We're starting to get more Bucks takes from Alexander than Javier. What's up with that, puta? I tipped on all little puta stick carriers. Shove it up your ass. I don't speak Spanish.
Whoa. Okay, Justin. Calm down. That was a shot fired across the bow. It wasn't a direct hit, but it was shot across the bow. Oh, it's me, Javier in Panama City, Panama. And when someone calls me out like that, I have to respond. Listen, man, I just like to sit and enjoy my buck steaks. I'm not like you, man. I don't like listening to the sound of my own voice, man. That's not me, but I'll hit you up with some ideas. If the season started today, could I say that I'm confident in our O-line and defensive back? I would say probably yes, but with a little hesitation. I wouldn't mind an upgrade at guard. I mean, we can't count. Forget about counting on J.R. Sweezy. Forget about him. Ali Marpet, please stay at right guard. I know DeMar Dotson can play right tackle. We know Jensen at center is going to be a beast. Donovan Smith, he's really good, people give him shit. I'm not one of those. But hey, if there's a late offseason upgrade there at guard, I wouldn't mind that. When it comes to defensive backs, it's a crapshoot, but I'm confident. I know that the pass rush will help them quite a lot. And, hey, we drafted 3 defensive backs, so we're bound to hit with some of them. Plus, we got plenty of bodies to rotate there, and we just need to settle on 5. And, Alexander, como vai? Tudo bom? Eu, Justin, eu não tenho ideia de que ele está dizendo, tá bom? E, Alexander, eu quero que diga isso comigo. Shh. Fale suavemente e carga uma vara grande. And if you didn't understand that, that's because that's in Portuguese. Surprise, surprise. My mother's studying in Brazil. She taught me a few things. And Justin, next time it's someone's birthday, we better listen to that happy birthday in Polish. That is a challenge. And I hope you accept it.
Well, I mean, the timing's right. On Saturday, a lot of people sent their happy birthday wishes to one, the killer, Rodzilla. So without further ado, Rodzilla. Stola, stola, niegzi, egzi, egnam. Stola, stola, niegzi, egzi, egnam. Stola, stola, niegzi, egzi, egnam. Niegzi, egnam.
Ladies and gentlemen, mothers and motherfuckers, it's your boy Rodzilla, the motherfucking killer. And I'm here to talk D-line. I know I'm a little late. We're going to get this one in. I just want to send a message out to Gerald McCoy. Gerald, you a great player, man. You've been the best player on this D-line for the past 8 years. But the only problem is, that the motherfuckers across the line from you don't fear you. They don't respect you for the fact that you are not bringing pain to the quarterback. When you have them in grass and they give up the play by laying down, you just lay them down. They need to feel all 320 pounds of you. They need to feel all your strength. They need to feel what that means for a 320-pound man to be on top of them. Because they know, well, Gerald ain't going to hurt me. If he grabbed me, I'm just going to give my play up. And he's going to lay me down. We come back. They need to know when you step on that field that you are out to hurt and bring some pain. You don't have to be out there to injure. You don't have to do dirty plays like Ndamukong Suh. You don't have to do that shit. But this laying motherfuckers down shit, that shit got to stop. That's that cream puff shit. That's that defensive line from the past shit. We have to put this soft shit to rest. That soft ass shit. The motherfuckers need to feel when you step on the field that you are a motherfucking man. They need to know there's a man across the motherfucking line. Study that shit. Learn from Sap. I don't want dogs on my fucking line. I want killers on the line. Fuck a dog. Be a killer. QB killer. That's Warren Sapp. You ain't got to be like Sapp. You need to be better than Sapp. Learn from him and then do more. You have to want more. You have to be the best. You have to earn that shit. You have to want that shit. Coach Buck, I want to come in an hour and a half early. I want to work on technique. Stay an hour and a half early. Pass that shit on to the man next to you. Be mad. Don't be mad if your guys get sacked. Want more. If a guy next to you get a sack, you have to want to get 2. You have to be the best. When they say who's the best defensive tackle, there should be no hesitation. It should be Gerald McCoy, and then there's everybody else. When you sack fucking Drew Brees, you need to hold his ass down, spoon that motherfucker for 2 seconds, and say, I'm Batman. I'm not saying change who you are. I'm not saying you could be happy. But they have to know when they hike the ball, first read is gotta be Gerald McCoy, or the second read gotta be Gerald McCoy. Look at receiver, where's Gerald McCoy? Next receiver, where's Gerald McCoy? They need to know and be worried about where the fuck you at on every goddamn play. That's my message. Speak softly. Carry a big motherfucking stick.
And happy birthday to you, Rodzilla, the motherfucking killer. Man, I hope somebody dropped off a big old sack for you, filled with presents. That's it for the Offensive Line Podcast. One more to go. It's the defensive backs. Corners and safeties, we will do that on the next episode of Bucks Uncensored. Thanks to JoeBucksFan.com, great partner. They post our podcast first thing in the morning. And of course, if you subscribe, you'll never, ever, ever miss an episode of Bucks Uncensored. You can subscribe on iTunes, Podcast Addict, Podbean, and Google Play. When you subscribe, just make sure you rate and review and be a part of our great community that we continue to build together. Thanks again to our sponsors, Buffalo Wild Wings, tremendous sponsor, and already talking about how we can make next year's Bucks Uncensored Draft Party bigger and better than it was this year. Thank you for reaching out, and we've already met together, and we got big plans for everyone next year, so very excited about that. Thanks to Mastro Subaru, a car dealership for stick carriers, run by stick carriers. You can go to Mastro Subaru in Orlando or right here in Tampa off of Hillsborough Avenue near the Veterans. Let them know you're a stick carrier. You get special discounts. Nobody else gets. It's all at Mastro Subaru, MastroSubaru.com, and of course, Bricado's Sandwich Shop. We love Bricado's. We love what they have meant to the podcast, and we love that devil crab and Cuban sandwich. And of course, B4, Drink B4, good partner of ours. They participate in our events and assist you in kind of staying away from that hangover, right? Hope many of you took part in the B4 Memorial Day weekend. It's what you drink before you drink. Go to drinkb4.com for more information on that. That's it for today's podcast. Again, I hope everyone had a great weekend. We got a short week coming up. DBs, corners and safeties coming up next. It is Bucks Uncensored. We go right back into the words of Dirk Cutter himself. He sparked a movement when he said these words, but I play them for you in a much sexier voice.
Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
You got it, hot stuff. Nailed it.
Show!